Welcome to the Kona Edge, where you'll discover what the best triathletes in the world do to give them the edge.
Welcome back to yet another edition of the Kona Edge. It's awesome to have you with us, coming to you from a fantastic Cape Town in South Africa. We head to upstate New York in the United States to catch up with Julia Slyer. Julia, welcome. Thanks for joining us today.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Julia, we're going to chat swimming today, and in our first chat, you mentioned that as far as the three disciplines go, you're probably even Stevens between the bike and the run. Would you safely say that the swim is the weakest of the three disciplines for you?
Yeah, I definitely don't think I'm a weak swimmer. I'm more kind of middle of the pack, though, in my age group, and it's definitely my weakest of my three disciplines.
Are you pretty comfortable in the water? I mean, if somebody swims over you or if you get knocked something, it doesn't really freak you out. I mean, you've grown up around water. You're pretty comfortable in it.
Yeah, at this point, I'm totally fine with swimming in the big crowds at Ironman. You know, my first race was a little rough, but after that, I've just kind of adapted to it.
I think that first one is, for a lot of people, it's a bit of a rude awakening, although with the wave starts now and the rolling starts, it does sort of ease it a bit. But the first mass start is always a bit of a bun fight, and it really freaks a lot of people out when you're out there for the first time.
Yeah, absolutely. I've actually only done one mass start, which was at Kona, and it was definitely crazier than the rolling starts that I've done at other races.
It's funny, I was just looking on Facebook in the last couple of days. There were a couple of questions about swimming and avoiding sort of groups and waves or that rolling start with faster athletes swimming over you. What advice would you give to someone who's possibly not the fastest swimmer or the most comfortable swimmer in a position like that where there is a risk of somebody who's faster behind them swimming over them?
Well, I would say definitely try to self-seed yourself where you think you're actually going to perform. You know, everyone wants to start right at, you know, the front of the pack. But if you are worried about getting swum over or you don't think you're actually going to be swimming, you know, sub 1 hour, just start back a little bit. You'll be fine. You can swim around people if they're going slower. And that's a lot more comfortable to do than being swum over by the people that are faster. And I usually actually go to the inside of the buoys too, which seems to help. Because as long as you make it around the corner buoys, you're all good.
Yep, absolutely. Julia, let's talk about some of the things that you love doing in the water. What's your favorite swim workout? What do you love doing?
I really just love doing long distance and open water. I really don't enjoy swimming in the pool just because all the walls are annoying. But yeah, I do 3,500, 4,000 yards and just lakes around buoys that local tri clubs have set up. And I really just enjoy doing that.
It also makes a difference. The more open water you can get in and practice, it helps with sighting. And because the dynamics are slightly different. You mentioned the walls, but obviously with the swells and that, it does change breathing just slightly as well. The more you can do it, the better it is.
Yeah, exactly. I really feel like once I get a couple open water swims in for the summer, once, you know, our lakes finally thaw, I'm so much more confident in my races, and it's just more comfortable to be swimming in your wetsuit.
What are you working on right now as far as your swim goes?
I'm working on just kind of being able to push myself more and maintain that. My upper body strength is not great right now, so I'm working on that and just kind of pushing myself and being equal with my two splits for the first half and the second half.
Do you do anything out of the water to aid your swim? Any sort of strength training, like conditioning, that sort of thing?
I do core workouts, but nothing super swim specific. Just try to keep a strong core for all three disciplines in general.
All right, fantastic. And generally, I mean, I know you mentioned in our first chat, but how many swims generally would you try and get in during a week?
When I'm at home during the summer, I usually get in two or three distance swims in open water. And then when I'm at school, I swim three times a week with my swim club here.
In your career, has there been one thing that you think has given you major benefit in the water? I mean, can you pin it down to one thing where you've got the biggest gains?
Definitely just getting used to swimming in the big groups. You know, my first swim split from my first race was by far my slowest. And once I just got used to swimming in such big groups, I got like 3 minutes faster without actually increasing my effort or my training load.
Awesome. Well, Julia, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kona Edge today. Much appreciated. We look forward to chatting a little bit about your bike next time out. Thanks for your time.
Thanks.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Kona Edge. If you want to improve your swim, be sure to check out our next free live online swim seminar. Get to theKonaEdge.com/swimseminar to sign up now.